But for now, good morning. It's Friday, and to wish you a happy Friday, you know, of course, we try to keep tabs on the big headlines and everything.
Yeah.
There's a rocket that's falling back to Earth into an unknown location, and it could kill people.
So, imagine that, right?
Yeah, happy Friday, everybody.
It's Friday!
Woo-hoo.
God, can we move on from that?
Wow. It's a section of a large Chinese rocket falling back to Earth and expected to hit the surface sometime tomorrow. At an unknown location.
Huh.
It cannot be, the location of where it will land and crash down cannot be pinpointed until within hours of its reentry. And Space Command is tracking it.
It doesn't sound like they are.
And when they say, we don't know where it's going to land, but sometime on Saturday.
So heads up.
It would be the biggest piece of space debris to fall to Earth. It's about 100 feet long. So imagine you're just going out and you're, you know, do your yard work on Saturday.
Sure.
And then you hear a sound.
Oh, and there's that.
Oh, there go the rhododendrons.
I just There goes my forsythias.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come
again.
On. Again.
Ugh.
These darn forsythias.
I mean, the good news is that most of the Earth is water. You know, some like large, crazy large percentage of the Earth's surface is ocean.
Sometimes I'm just really proud of you.
Why?
You're just a smart guy.
It is. There's a lot of water. Think of how big the oceans are, you know?
I can't because
And then there's Antarctica, and that's all ice and maybe a few penguins. You know, and they'll be all right.
Oh, I hope the penguins are okay.
Oh, yeah, that'd be sad.
So no one lives in Antarctica?
I don't think so, no.
Huh.
No.
It's unfortunate.
A little chilly.
Well, I would think the same about Alaska, right? And dark.
Right. Yeah, but they still live there, and then they run for president.
Oh.
Here it comes! Oh, the azaleas!
I just planted those, Elizabeth.
Yeah, so look out for that tomorrow.
Just well, I don't want
up.
To.
Heads up.
Man, you know what'll happen to me? I might finally, like, the kids are gone, I've done all my stuff, and then I crack open a Truly. Of course.
Ugh.
Happy Mother's Day, right?
Don't even get a sip in. You see the shadow coming down. You're like, oh, no, pound it. I shotgun this thing. Oh, never mind. That was just a cloud. Sorry, Jay. False alarm. Back to the birds.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So, Wyatt's baseball season.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
I'm a crazy person. Okay, this is a drastic.
Yeah.
Drastic departure.
Yeah.
From where you were 24 hours ago.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yesterday it was, "Oh God, baseball season. It's 7 nights a week. It's going to take my life."
All right. So here's
Bring on the Chinese rocket.
Okay, it is going to take my life. And it is going to ruin my social life until July. That is a fact. However, and there are other parents out there that I actually spoke with last night that felt the same way. When your kid starts a sport,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, he started a couple years ago. He didn't go last year because of COVID. He was just learning. Mm-hmm. He was on a team where there were other kids that were.
Was he on T-ball before?
He did T-ball.
Okay.
Which you get the T. So it's like, okay, right?
And this is it coach pitch?
It's coach pitch and then even other kids pitch.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So okay. They move up in the ranks. And
he's
so,
8. I'm trying to think back to when I was in Little League, and I don't know, it all kind of blends together. I was just afraid of the ball.
There's two perspectives. There's the perspective from the kid who's playing Little League, and then there's the parent's perspective. And the
right.
parent's perspective is that you see, like, the pressure. Like, if he's on a team where, like, there's more kids that are more advanced, let's say.
Right.
Which happened to him a couple years ago. And so he didn't have, he had fun, but then there were times where, like, you know, he wouldn't hit as well or,
right.
you know, and he would be sad and he wouldn't want to play.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm in the stands being like, I feel so bad for
right.
him. So he wanted to play this year. And obviously after COVID, our kids have been in this house for a year. And we're like, okay.
Right.
And I went back and forth. I'm like, buddy, you're older now and you haven't played and there's
other kids.
Wait,
so how'd it go? Get to the point.
Okay, sorry.
God.
So he gets up to the
plate. Wait, so this was just a practice.
It was just a practice. It was the first time they all met.
The photo you put on Instagram was super cute.
He was so pumped.
Yeah.
We decked him out. He starts throwing and I'm like, oh my God, he's throwing well. That's weird. Okay.
Okay.
He gets up to the plate and instantly my anxiety. I'm like, oh God. First pitch, he strikes the first pitch, but he had a really good swing. And I was like, okay. Second pitch, He hit the ball!
Hey!
And then I like get up screaming. I have like tears in my eyes.
You cried?
I cried. I was like, buddy! And then he like goes, he runs to first. He's jumping up and down.
Yeah.
He keeps turning back, like giving me thumbs up. He held the bat the whole way to first base.
Oh, he did.
He held the bat.
Okay. Well, right, there's like, a little tip. Why you drop the bat? You don't have to run with the bat.
That's it's okay. We'll work on that. But yeah. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, good.
He did so good, and the team is awesome. The parents are awesome. It's just. I'm pumped.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So what was it like? I mean, this must have been the first thing in a long time.
Yeah.
Since, like, any sort of sports thing. And are people wearing masks? Were they all separated? And what was the...
So, before, a couple weeks ago, it came out that the kids don't have to wear masks while playing. So
right.
That was awesome. I was like, okay, that'll be easier for everyone. And then, so then I got out of the car, and then I thought I heard the newest thing is that if you're vaccinated and outside with other vaccinated people, you don't have to wear a mask.
Right. I think that's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So I started it off. I brought a mask just in case and one for him just in case, but I started it off no mask.
Right.
And then I the people that I started walking next to, no mask. But then we meet other people with masks.
Oh, geez.
So I'm like, I don't know what to do. So then I start putting it on. And, you know, you don't meet anyone yet, but of course, me, the loudmouth, I start talking to every single person. And so then I'm like, what do I do? And so the parents, we all really collectively were like, one woman was like, I'm taking it off. Like, I'm vaccinated. We're outside.
Right.
But I notice other people. So it's a,
it's
get
like
ready.
A rumble.
It's very awkward.
The masks and the no masks.
Yeah.
Dividing lines even within the same team.
Because
it's gonna be a rumble.
You don't want to be like the Karen, right? You want to be like,
right.
I want to make everyone comfortable, but we're outside,
right?
And
I think it depends, right? If you're all standing close together and you're in the same space for more than 15 minutes, you should wear a mask.
Yeah.
If you're able to spread out, if you're moving around a little, you know, then especially if people are vaccinated, then I think it's okay. I think that's the way the rules are.
But get ready. It's a very awkward. I probably put in my mask on and took it off 20 times because I was like, I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. I don't want to hurt your feelings. I'm sorry.
Right.
So.
And then Karen shoots you a look from down the stands. Oh, Karen.
So,
well,
get
there
ready.
There he goes. There
so
he goes.
Proud
Does he have
him.
A game tomorrow or anything?
Tomorrow, 8:45 is opening ceremonies.
Okay. Here we go.
So, yeah.
Well, I hope the rocket doesn't land on that.
I would be ashamed to have that Saturday morning off.
It would. Oh, put me in cold. He's ready.
I'm ready.